Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Over in the Scriptures in Romans chapter 8, where we've been the last few days, I want to take you to verse 31 that says, "What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us? He who did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" You know, it's hard to be grateful when you're always wanting something more. Now, I believe there is something that works within our heart that gives us a drivenness at times, but the motivation is always about how God measures our heart. And what should we say to all these things that the Scripture is talking about? If God is for us, and He is, who could possibly be successful against us? And the statement is not that, hey, if He is. The statement is, we know that He is. As a result, there's nobody that can come greater with us than Him. Listen, friend, today you might be struggling with an addiction. You might be struggling with your family or in a marriage or a relationship. And the beauty of this promise here is that there's nothing in this world that can do to you what God cannot clean up. And there's nothing that this world can attack you with that God cannot defeat. So today, I urge you to join me in this prayer as we speak to the Lord and prepare to meditate. Lord, today, whatever it is that is coming against me, Lord, I want to claim in your power that you would push that out of my life, knowing that there's nothing that can overwhelm me that you haven't already overwhelmed. Lord, because you have given me life, because you have conquered death, you have done all the hard work, give me peace, power, and direction today that I might live for you. And now, my friend, let's draw a couple of breaths and treat that as if we're separating the pace of whatever you're doing now and step into quietude and solitude to hear from God. I believe with all my heart that God desires to speak to us and to give us peace, power, and direction. But to do so, we've got to hush, we've got to get quiet, and we've got to get still. So let's breathe and use that like a door handle to step into a presence of God. You ready? Hold it. Hold it. Let's draw another breath, this time in through your nose and hold it. And then we're going to hold it for a second or two, and then we're going to breathe it out and force out of our life the anxiety and the stress that might exist there already. You ready? Now, friend, I want to give you a couple of moments where you can just be still. You can just be quiet. And I urge you in this time, don't fill it with reading something or waiting for a bell to happen, but just listen for the prompting and the nudging of God's Spirit as He wants to speak into your life and create in your life peace, power, and direction. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, it's so good to have spent some time with the Lord. How beautiful is it? I want to remind you that in verse 33 in Romans chapter 8, it says, "Who will bring any charge against God's elect, his chosen ones? It is God who justifies us, declaring us blameless and putting us in a right relationship with himself." How much more beautiful is it to recognize and know the time we spend with God our Creator as we listen to his voice is the most profitable time that you will spend all day long. God bless you, my friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.